KBOO Community Radio is proud to help co-sponsor the Visegrad Group PDX Festival, November 9th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Polish Hall, 3832 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. To celebrate the 95th anniversary of independence of the Czech, Polish, and Hungarian nations, this one-day festival will share traditions, history, arts and crafts, and national food of the Czech, Polish, and Hungarian communities within Multnomah County. Again, the Visegrad Group PDX Festival will take place at the Polish Hall, 3832 North Interstate Avenue, on Saturday, November 9th, from 1 to 7 p.m. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, November 7th, 2012, and you're listening to KBOO Radio, 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We looked at a lot of issues this week and asked a lot of questions, always the fun part, and then questioned the answers all over again, and neglecting, however, to acknowledge the 5th of November. So for what it's worth right now, remember the 5th of November, activism never dies, and neither does, for that matter, community radio, as long as you continue to support us, as you so generously did during our recent full membership drive. Once again, we cannot thank members enough, and every day actually is a membership drive, because it really does take all of us pulling together to make this happen. Just a few headlines before we get rolling here. For the second time this year, Curry County voters on Tuesday, election day, rejected raising their property taxes to maintain law enforcement services. Who lives in Curry County? Unemployed Republicans, for the greater part, as well as retired California Republicans who want to move to the country. Looking out, gazing across the landscape, the green trees and the mountains, and thinking to themselves, it's so beautiful. But the reason it's beautiful is because they're not there, and they move in, and here's what happens. So the law and order situation in Curry County seems to be reverting to the Wild West. One might actually ask, perhaps this is a good thing. Maybe they'll learn to police themselves, in which case we know what that's called, anarchy. And, of course, ask not for whom the bridge tolls for you. Oregon thinks it's going to be in the toll collection business. This is the latest idea on funding the Columbia River crossing bridge. The conflict of interest that arises and at every turn along this doomed journey. They should really send a red flag to law enforcement, but perhaps we are sharing the wealth of Curry County in so far as the absence of law and order is concerned. And ask not what Kitts Harbor has in store for Cascadia's forest. By the time Kitts Harbor falls, there won't be many trees left standing, except for the tree farms, because a tree farm has to be owned by someone. If it's owned by someone, it's generating profits. Those shareholders expect a return on their investment. So the tree farms are gradually creeping across the landscape. And if there's anything uglier than the scar left by a clear cut, it's a tree farm, especially if they're genetically modified trees, as they are in so many cases. First, this for the National Weather Service. Showers today. Oh, And from time to time, I suppose a King Hill downpour, such as the one we had this morning, highs near 55 and breezy. We could get winds gusting up to 33 miles per hour out around the gorge. And for tonight, it's 50-50 regarding rain, and a low around 47, wind dropping away. For tomorrow, for Friday, there's a medium chance of showers. Highs around 52. Friday night, overcast skies. Lows around 44. The alternative forecast, it's pretty much steady sailing. We've got a waxing crescent fruit moon in Sagittarius. The moon's 4 days old. Not that you're going to see it with all the overcast. But synodic, biodynamic, and sidereal forecasts are pretty much the same as they have been over the last few days. Now, getting right into it, we're going to be speaking with Meredith Cox, with Bach, one of the primary custodians of the forests, particularly Mount Hood. There are all around us in Cascadia, whether we see it or not. Living in town, you don't see it, you don't experience it, and you're not in it constantly. But there are literally battles waging to protect what's left of our wildlands. And I believe we'll be speaking right now with Meredith. Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. I'm very pleased to welcome you back to the KBOO Airways. A bit hard to hear you. It's rather faint. Nonetheless, I'm going to be quiet and ask you to talk a bit about this timber sale. It's known as the Jazz Timber Sale. Many people who participate in Bach events have walked around out in some of these areas, and you really have to see it to appreciate it and to fall in love with it and protect it. This is a controversial logging project, and of course, it's on Mount Hood, pretty close to home. What has happened? We thought at one point that this tract of land was relatively safe.
Sure. Well, so we were shocked. On Tuesday afternoon, we got word that logging could start on the Jazz Timber Sale in the Mount Hood National Forest as soon as Wednesday, yesterday morning. And we were shocked to learn that because the logging season officially ends on October 31st. So what this meant was that the Forest Service had granted a special exemption to the Canadian-based logging company Interfor to log the 2,000-acre timber sale. We got BART ground truthers out into the field early yesterday morning who found that one unit of Jazz had already been logged, despite the extremely wet soil and conditions that we are concerned will mean runoff and erosion into the watersheds of that region. The Jazz Timber Sale is 2,000 acres spread across 30 square miles of the Kalawash River watershed, and the Kalawash is considered one of the most geologically unstable watersheds in all of the forest, and it is also home
Give us that name once again, if you wouldn't mind,
Mary.
I want to make sure listeners get a clear picture.
Yeah, it's the Kalawash River watershed, and the Kalawash feeds into the Clackamas River. The Kalawash is sort of in the area of Bagby Hot Springs. I'm sure many listeners are familiar with that area. So that's the area that we're talking about. But it is home to threatened salmon, and it is considered a very unstable place known for landslides and soil erosion. So we had filed a lawsuit against the Forest Service last July questioning the legality of the Jazz Timber Sale. And so we were shocked when the Forest Service made this special exemption for out-of-season logging. It seems to us that they are essentially willing to let the trees of this timber sale fall before our case can even go before a judge. And to add insult to injury, really, this 2,000-acre timber sale is being called a restoration project. So we're questioning how the Forest Service can call this timber sale restoration, yet allow special out-of-season logging in this wet weather. We could see out the window today, it's pouring rain. It's not a good time to log if you are concerned about water and soil quality. And yesterday, we did file for a temporary restraining order to halt logging on this timber sale, and we're calling on an emergency rally for this afternoon because the most expedient way to stop logging would be to have the Forest Service pull the special exemption and not issue any more special exemptions for logging so that our case can go before a judge. So the rally today is at the regional office headquarters of the Forest Service in downtown Portland, and that is at 1220 Southwest 3rd Avenue. It's across from the Terry Shrunk Plaza, basically on the corner of Southwest Jefferson and 3rd. And we're calling on folks to show up at 2 p.m. and join us to make a river of mud in front of the headquarters to demand that the Forest Service stop issuing special exemptions and allowing out-of-season logging on this timber sale.
What about, people could come down there and generate a river of mud. And is it possible or encouraged to bring one's own mud, like, say, an offering in the back of a pickup truck from the country?
You know, we will be providing our own mud in our river situation. So you can just bring yourself if you want. You can wear brown to demonstrate the erosion and soil impacts of wet weather logging. But, yeah, just bring yourself and bring a friend. We want to get as many people there as possible. This is a really last-minute event that we just are pulling off within less than 24 hours. So we want as many folks out there as possible. And if you want more information on the issue, you can go to our website. It's bark-out.org to learn more and get details on the rally today.
And you can also, listeners too, that can call the KBOO front desk, and we'll have all that information right there. So if it's possible to get out and stand up and say no to this, because if this is possible, I still find this difficult to understand how this can this. Why bother having any laws or protections or regulations with regard to the forest, especially on Mount Hood, of all places? If the exemptions could be had so easily, why bother? I find it's just absolutely outrageous, and I'd like to know what the justification was and who basically signed off on this. Who is responsible for granting this variance?
Well, the Forest Service has the Mount Hood National Forest has a new forest supervisor named Lisa Northrup, and she has ultimate say over this sort of decision. So if you go to our website, again, there's information on a phone number to make a phone call to Lisa Northrup and ask that she not grant and stop this special exemption and not grant any further.
That's right. Yeah, she's been, her name has come up on this show in the past with regard to some of these things, and especially when she rose to her current position. Thank you so much for that, Meredith. I'm very grateful to you for coming on the show and talking about this. It's possible, too, to go up and have a look at some of the of this land that is right now. About to be, or in fact, the trucks are rolling even as we speak. Thanks again for that. Meredith Cox, of course, is with the Bark, and you have the information on how to get that website, and I certainly do urge listeners to take a stand. I want to just quickly get this in. Kshana Sawant, the socialist candidate for the city council up in Seattle, whose campaign we've been following, and we'll be speaking with her as soon as she is able to. Right now, they're still in the trenches. Sawant declined on Tuesday night to concede. She points out that in the 2013 primary, she gained over 2% in subsequent ballot drops, and in her 2012 state legislative campaign, she gained 3%. Given her campaign's tremendous momentum in closing weeks and her history of strong support in later ballots, the campaign is going to wait for subsequent ballot releases. So, right now, we are waiting to see what comes out of that. As we mentioned before, the Curry County cop tax went down in flames once again. Wild, wild west. And we'll see how Curry County residents do with anarchy and what they make of themselves under a different system. I believe that we are out of time. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, November 7th, 2013. Rock Bergeron engineered the show today. Thanks, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. And thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we'll have an update about the Pan-African Solidarity Hague Committee's petition to the International Criminal Court at The Hague.
What kind of international criminal court is it that only indicts people from